before your body is used to digesting it, or eat GMO corn-based xylitol from China, you might experience disaster pants, or its little cousin, tornado flatulence. If you eat a little bit of xylitol on a regular basis, your body will digest it with no problem. Women who use xylitol have less osteoporosis, and xylitol is well known to inhibit cavities, tooth decay, and even sinus infections. I've been using it to make ice cream for years, and I squirt a xylitol solution in my sinuses before I fly to keep the risk of bacterial sinus problems down. The argument against xylitol is that it may have negative effects on your gut flora, but I believe the benefits outweigh the risks. It's also delicious in bulletproof coffee. Erythritol. This is another natural sugar alcohol found in fruits and vegetables. It's about 60-70% as sweet as regular sugar, but has zero calories and carbs and no effect on glucose or insulin levels. Erythritol is far less likely to cause gastric discomfort than other sugar alcohols. As with xylitol, it's best to find a non-GMO version. I often mix erythritol and xylitol 50-50 to get a smoother flavor. Stevia. This plant is growing in popularity as a sugar substitute and has been used in Japan for decades. Farmers used to pick the leaves off the stevia plant and chew them like gum. The extract of stevia has a bittersweet flavor, which some people love and others dislike. Stevia is considered safe as a sweetener and has been shown to improve blood glucose control and help diabetic patients manage their blood sugar levels. Sorbitol, maltitol, and other sugar alcohols. These sweet compounds are usually sourced from plants. They do have laxative effects if overconsumed and a small effect on blood sugar level, but are still much better than regular table sugar. Non-GMO dextrose and glucose. Glucose is the main type of sugar used by your body and a major source of energy for your brain. In fact, when you're not in ketosis, your brain runs almost entirely on glucose. Dextrose is a slightly larger molecule of glucose. Dextrose and glucose are absorbed easily into your bloodstream, which is why they're often used for testing for blood sugar control. Consuming too much of them is not a good idea, but small amounts can be useful for supporting brain function before a test, presentation, or a sporting event. Glucose and dextrose also contain zero fructose, which will keep your liver, gut, and brain happy. Dextrose is used extensively in fermentation, so if you have yeast issues, it will make you quite flatulent and should be avoided. Raw honey. Raw honey contains antioxidants, enzymes, and nutrients, but cooking honey destroys many of these substances and transforms honey into something roughly akin to corn syrup. Raw honey can also be used as an antimicrobial, while cooked honey doesn't have the same effect. The main reason raw honey is on the bulletproof diet is because, as you read in Chapter 5, up to one tablespoon taken before bedtime can have a profoundly positive effect on sleep. Just a reminder, when you put raw honey in hot coffee, it isn't raw anymore. If you like your coffee sweet, use stevia or xylitol. Suspect sweeteners and sugars. Maple syrup. Pure maple syrup, not the fake stuff that's made of mostly high-fructose corn syrup, is a fairly low-fructose sweetener that's fine to eat on special occasions, like when you make gluten-free pancakes, but it shouldn't be used every day. Coconut sugar. Coconut sugar is almost all sucrose, with small amounts of fructose and glucose. It raises blood sugar less than regular table sugar and is very high in nutrients like iron, B vitamins, potassium, zinc, and magnesium. It's still sugar, though, so exercise caution when eating it. White sugar. Table sugar, sucrose, is a mix of equal parts glucose and fructose. When eaten in small amounts in the evening, it won't cause much harm, but eating too much sucrose contributes to tooth decay, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity, and feeds yeast in the body. The average American eats more than 70 pounds of sugar per year, which is obviously way too much. Avoiding sucrose is a great step toward becoming bulletproof. Brown sugar. This is just like regular table sugar, except it also has a small amount of added molasses, a byproduct of sugar manufacturing. This produces more advanced glycation end products that accelerate aging and contribute to heart disease. This can decrease your performance on a day-to-day basis, so brown sugar should only be used on special occasions at night. Agave syrup or agave nectar. Despite what you may have read on some health sites, agave syrup is not healthier than regular sugar. It's actually worse. Agave syrup or nectar is 70 to 90% fructose. In some ways, agave is even worse than sucrose sweetened soda because it contains almost twice as much performance-robbing fructose. Kryptonite sweeteners and sugars. Fructose. One of the most important things to minimize on the bulletproof diet, fructose causes liver damage, toxin accumulation, advanced glycation end product formation, and fatty liver disease, contributes to obesity, intestinal overgrowth, gout, and fungal infections, and decreases brain function. Can you say kryptonite? Fruit juice concentrate. There's nothing in fruit juice concentrate that you can't get from other foods, and it mainly serves as a major source of unwanted fructose. The lowest quality, most moldy fruit is often used, resulting in the presence of aflatoxins, ochratoxin A, patulin, and alternaria species. High fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is made by refining GMO corn sugar into concentrated syrup, and is then added to almost every food in the standard American diet. Health experts Dr. Robert Lustig and Gary Taubes, among others, have shown that HFCS is a major contributor to obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and gout. It damages your liver, decreases your mental performance, contributes to fungal infections, and makes you fat if consumed in anything but very small amounts. It is a major cause of food cravings. Aspartame. As you read in Chapter 3, this artificial sweetener has been linked to numerous forms of cancer, although this debate is still raging, and metabolizes into formaldehyde in your body, which is a known carcinogen. There is no good reason to introduce it to the high-performance machine that is your body. It is one of the top creators of food cravings. Sucralose. Marketed as Splenda, this artificial sweetener is more similar to a pesticide than it is to sugar. Sucralose is made by substituting chlorine for some of the molecules in regular sugar, creating a molecule structurally related to polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, a known carcinogen. About 15% of the sucralose you ingest is stored in your body, and no one knows what it does or where it goes after that. There haven't been any long-term safety studies on sucralose, and there is some animal evidence suggesting it may be harmful. It wreaks havoc on healthy gut bacteria, too. Acesulfame potassium, ACE-K. This artificial sweetener is found in Diet Coke, among other products. There have been very few studies on the safety of ACE-K in humans, and researchers are concerned about it. This is scary. And my personal experiences with ACE-K are even scarier. I developed benign nodules on my thyroid from consuming high amounts of ACE-K in the late 90s when on an Atkins-style diet. This is a commonly reported side effect, and my nodules went away when I quit using ACE-K. Beverages. I'm very sorry to tell you this, but there is no such thing as bulletproof alcohol. While some types of alcohol are better than others, they all absolutely give you food cravings, brain fog, and reduced resilience. I don't like it, but it's what the research shows and what my clients report after giving up alcohol for a month. For your first 2 weeks on the Bulletproof Diet, try not to drink alcohol at all so you can see how your brain performs. Once you're in maintenance mode, you can drink from the list of suspect alcohols in moderation. The type of alcohol you choose has a profound effect on your health and how you feel the next day. Bulletproof beverages. Water and mineral water. Water is obviously important to keep you hydrated and alive. Your body needs water throughout the day, and it can only absorb it at a slow rate. It's far better to drink half a glass several times a day than it is to drink a large amount in one sitting. Don't worry about drinking 8 glasses of water a day. Instead, focus on honoring your thirst and always drink a glass of water after you urinate. Speaking of that, it's not a good idea to look at the color of your urine to determine how hydrated you are. Many people think clear urine is a sign of good hydration, but this probably means you either drank way too much water, which disrupts your electrolytes, or that you ate something toxic and your body is trying to dilute it so it does less damage to your kidneys and bladder. If you listen to your body and drink water throughout the day, yellow pee is fine. Bulletproof coffee. This almost goes without saying, but bulletproof coffee is the most bulletproof beverage you can drink in the morning. You've already read about how plain, untested coffee beans are kryptonite because of mold toxins, and how some special types of beans are suspect because they're less likely to have toxins but are untested. Using beans that have been tested to show they have virtually no toxins is a huge upgrade. The addition of grass-fed butter and MCT oil is like icing on the bulletproof coffee cake. High-quality green tea or yerba mate. Green tea can provide antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits as long as you buy a quality brand. Green tea has a ton of antioxidants, but it can deplete folate levels, especially in pregnant women. Green tea extract has also been shown to lower testosterone in one controversial study, and consuming too much green tea can provide unhealthy levels of fluoride. This is a healthy beverage, and you can blend butter and MCT into it if you like, but I recommend you stick to 1 or 2 cups a day at most. Coconut milk. For all the same reasons that coconut oil is so great for your body and your performance, coconut milk is too. There are 2 things to watch out for, however. One is that some coconut milk companies use carrageenan as an emulsifier, which can damage the lining of the gut. Others use guar gum, which is acceptable, but not as healthy as using no emulsifier at all. The other problem is BPA, the plasticizer that is estrogenic and lines most cans. Look online to find a list of BPA-free brands. If you want your coconut milk to taste even more like cream, try blending in a little grass-fed butter. Beware, light coconut milk is a scam. All they do is add water to coconut milk. Regular coconut milk can be quite thick, so try diluting it a bit with water yourself. Suspect beverages. Coconut water. While coconut milk is full of healthy fats, coconut water is mostly sugar. It does have some nutritional benefits, but it will take you out of fat-burning mode and might cause food cravings later. You'll get better results if you only drink it once in a while after a workout or before bed. Herbal tea, unsweetened iced tea. Herbal tea is fine, but it doesn't provide the same health benefits as green tea, and it's important to pay attention to which herbs were used. Most herbal teas have medicinal effects, so be aware of the impact of those herbs on how you feel. Even something as simple as mint tea may improve your digestion, but cause a food craving for you. This could happen with any tea if it has flavoring additives or if you're sensitive to any of the ingredients. High-quality teas are less likely to contain additives that will cause food cravings. Bottled nut milks. Nut milks have the same problems as nuts, but are often worse because the bottled nut milks are made from nuts that are too ugly to sell. What makes nuts ugly? You guessed it, damage to the nuts, which opens the door for mold to invade. Some companies also press the oils from nuts and then use the waste products to make nut milks, so make sure to choose a high-quality brand. Like with coconut milk, avoid brands that use carrageenan, an emulsifier that is irritating, weakening, and willpower-sapping. Vodka, gin, tequila, and whiskey. These alcohols have the lowest amounts of sugar and anti-nutrients, the two things that make most alcoholic drinks kryptonite. But don't be fooled into thinking that you can drink unlimited amounts of these and still perform at your best. Alcohol will almost always inhibit performance and lead to brain fog, so this is one case where moderation is extremely important. Of course, you should be mindful of what you mix your alcohol with. Try drinking vodka with soda water and a squeeze of lemon or lime instead of adding fructose bombs like juice or kryptonite prepackaged mixers to your drink. Dry champagne and dry white wine. These are even more suspect than the liquors mentioned above because they are unfiltered and contain more fungal metabolites. However, these are much safer than red wine or beer, which I discuss below. It's best to save these for a special occasion. Freshly squeezed fruit juice. These are too high in damaging fructose to consume regularly, but they won't hurt your performance too much as long as they are freshly squeezed, don't contain any added sugars or fillers, and you only have them once in a while. To be sure of this, it's best to squeeze them yourself. But keep in mind that one glass of fruit juice is likely to push you over your limit of 25 grams of fructose a day. Kryptonite beverages. Soy milk. Soy milk is kryptonite for the same reasons as other soy products, but it's quite possibly the worst one. Like nut milks, soy milk is often made from lower quality soy that's more likely to have mold from field or storage practices. There are 9 kinds of toxin-forming fungus that impact soy crops in the United States alone. Try diluted coconut milk instead. White and red wine. Many people think wine is a health food, but it simply isn't true. The wine industry has done a great job of telling us that resveratrol, a compound found in grapes, is good for us. Whether this is true or not is still a matter of debate. I believe it's probably a useful supplement. But what is not up for debate is the fact that wine has such low amounts of resveratrol that it doesn't matter whether or not it's beneficial. You'd have to drink hundreds of bottles of wine to get the benefits of a couple capsules of resveratrol. We actually still know very little about the effects of resveratrol on humans. Studies have shown it may disrupt hormones. Meanwhile, wine is full of unfiltered yeast, which triggers yeast growth and brain fog, and histamine, which will give you headaches, brain fog, and a spare tire. One of the biggest problems with red wine in particular is the presence of the mold toxin ochratoxin A, especially in American wine, which is not subject to the strict European standards of 2 parts per billion. Red wine has higher levels than white because mold forms on the outside of the fruit, and more skin contact time is required to extract the pigments and tannin in red wine compared to white. It's up to you to decide whether the pleasures of wine are worth the documented toxins and your resulting decline in performance. Beer. Tragically, beer has the most toxins of any common alcoholic beverage. Drinking beer will wreck your performance, cause terrible food cravings, and make it extremely difficult for you to lose weight. Plus, beer has all the grain toxins and more ochratoxin than wine or untested coffee. They don't call it a beer belly for nothing. Soda and other sweetened drinks. Soda is a massive source of high fructose corn syrup, which causes enormous food cravings, and phosphoric acid, which weakens your bones. There is no place in your diet for naturally sweetened soda or its even more dangerous cousin, diet soda, which causes more intense food cravings because of its artificial sweeteners. If you like the sensation of drinking something carbonated, try sparkling water with lemon or lime. My favorite is unsweetened San Pellegrino water. Sports drinks. These major sources of high fructose corn syrup are basically soda with artificial colorings and no carbonation. Sports drinks simply don't have a place in a healthy diet, and they'll do far more harm to your athletic performance than good. If you're participating in a high-endurance sport, try drinking water with a bit of added sea salt instead. It's true that variety is the spice of life, and having a variety of flavors to create your meals with is important not just for adding flavor, but also for creating happiness. By choosing your spices carefully, you can create a huge difference in how you feel all day long. This is especially true when it comes to food cravings. I was shocked to discover how the quality of spices I used impacted how I felt, and the fact that artificial sweeteners and flavor enhancers were so harmful to my cognitive performance. The good news is that there are some flavorings like turmeric, oregano, and even vanilla that are not only neutral, but actually beneficial. In terms of getting natural polyphenols that are good for gut bacteria, it's hard to beat herbs and spices. It's just important to use high-quality versions of the right ones and store them properly. This morning, I added half a teaspoon of vanilla to my bulletproof coffee, mixed directly in with the brewed coffee, not in with the coffee grounds. I feel like a blanket that I didn't even know was there has been pulled off of my brain. If the butter and MCT oil were a lubricant and restorative, then adding the vanilla could be described as a clarifier, electrifier. Seth. Chapter 12. The way you cook your food can make it toxic. Whether you're an accomplished chef or someone who's used to getting takeout every night, it can be intimidating to prepare new meals when starting any diet. I've taken the guesswork out of this by creating recipes that range from extremely simple combinations of bulletproof ingredients to more labor-intensive gourmet meals. You can choose to prepare and eat anywhere within this range. But first, it's important to understand what different cooking methods actually do to your food. As you read earlier, when I started to build the bulletproof diet, one of the primary goals was to eliminate inflammation from all sources. During my time as a raw vegan, I learned quite a lot about toxins that are formed in food during certain cooking methods. When I put it all together, it became painfully obvious that the way I processed and cooked my food, particularly proteins and fats, played a large role in my body's level of inflammation. I started studying modernist cuisine with its different cooking methods, and instead of using its scientifically accurate measurements and precision to target flavor alone, I aimed for the meals that made me feel the best. It worked, and revealed quite clearly which cooking methods reduce inflammation and which ones caused it. This is why how you cook your food is just as important as what you eat on the bulletproof diet. When smoking, frying, or grilling meat, two carcinogens are produced: heterocyclic amines, HCAs, and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs. HCAs are formed when amino acids, sugars, and creatine react at high temperatures. PAHs are formed when the fat and juices from meat are burned in the flames of an open fire, such as when grilling, and then adhere to the surface of the meat. Two other sources of PAHs are car exhaust fumes and cigarette smoke. That's right, grilling your meat can be as damaging to your body as smoking. When cooked above about 320 degrees Fahrenheit, all meat produces some of these carcinogenic compounds. The amount depends on the temperature, how long the meat is cooked, the spices used, and the actual cooking method. Another problem with some cooking methods is that they damage proteins. Denatured proteins, which have lost their structure due to heat, aren't toxic in and of themselves. But the more heated a protein is, the more denatured it gets, and the less likely it is that your body will be able to take advantage of its signaling molecules. For example, research in mice has shown that only whey protein that hasn't been denatured boosts glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. This is why I cook my proteins as little as possible. The final problem with some cooking methods is that they oxidize fats. Fats are your friends, and it's important to be nice to them. As you know, polyunsaturated fats are highly reactive to heat and other chemical stressors. When heated, these oils produce compounds called dicarbonyls that cause cell mutations and may contribute to cancer. Before you start cooking your bulletproof meals, you need to know which cooking methods will create these toxins in your food. To simplify things, here is a list of bulletproof, suspect, and kryptonite cooking methods, organized in order from the safest to the most dangerous, so that you can avoid damaging your precious foods by cooking them the wrong way. Bulletproof cooking methods. Raw. The most bulletproof way to prepare a fat and most protein is to not cook it. This might strike you as a little odd, since lots of your calories on the bulletproof diet come from animal products. But grass-fed animal products are much less likely to contain parasites, pathogens, and toxins than those from grain-fed animals. So I think it's safe to eat them on the rare side. Think about adding a raw egg to a smoothie, or eating more sushi, without soy sauce, or carpaccio. Most cooking methods also oxidize delicate omega-3 and omega-6 fats, making them inflammatory. This is why a lot of my recipes instruct you to add the fat after you cook the protein or vegetable to keep the fats raw. Lightly heated. If you're cooking meat, the best method is to place it in a small amount of water to protect against oxidation and save the fats slash juices on low to medium heat to avoid damaging proteins and destroying nutrients, tightly covered or for a short duration to avoid oxidizing fats. Whatever method you're using, make sure to use the least amount of heat you can to get it cooked and still make it taste good. Steamed al dente. Steaming is one of the safest cooking methods for meat and the best one for most vegetables. It saves most of the nutrients in your food from damage, makes vegetables and meats more palatable, and allows you to make a greater variety of dishes. However, steaming can easily be overdone. Steaming your vegetables into mush might make them easier to eat, but it also destroys many of their nutrients. Baked at 320 degrees Fahrenheit or below. Baking tends to be a riskier cooking method because of the high temperatures and available oxygen. Heating sugars, even the ones in plants, at high temperatures for a long time can produce AGEs and free radicals, while baking proteins can damage the protein bonds and cause the formation of toxic glutamate. Baking fats causes them to oxidize. All of these reactions cause inflammation, which decreases your mental and physical performance. But baking at temperatures below 320 degrees Fahrenheit reduces the risks. Try adding turmeric, green tea, lemon, rosemary, sage, or oregano to protect the fats in your food from oxidation too. Boiled or poached. Boiling water prevents oxidation of fats and protein because it displaces most of the oxygen. Boiled meat often isn't particularly flavorful, but it's fine for soups and shredded meat dishes. Boiled vegetables are healthy, and the extra water you drain away may remove unwanted anti-nutrients. Suspect cooking methods. Simmered. Simmering helps prevent fats from oxidizing, but it does tend to fully denature proteins. Simmering for a short period of time is fine, but leaving a bunch of meat on the stove to simmer for hours is not a good idea. Simmering is also a good option for vegetables, as long as you don't overcook them. Sous vide. This method of cooking food in a water bath can make meat literally melt in your mouth. I've had a sous vide set up in my kitchen for a decade. It's a great cooking method, but it does have a few downsides. The main risk is that BPA and other compounds can leach into your food from the plastic bags you use. The best way to avoid this problem is to use a glass jar packed fully instead. Just about every recipe you'll find for sous vide pays little attention to the biological effects of the cooking method. We honestly don't know what you get when you cook an artichoke at 160 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 hours. Did you make it safer for consumption or less safe? Did the meat you cooked for 12 hours make it hot enough to prevent bacterial degradation and histamine? This is a fun way of cooking that produces amazing culinary results. See how you feel when cooking this way. Lightly grilled, not charred. This gives meat an unmistakable flavor and texture while keeping toxin formation to a minimum. The best way to grill your meat is so that the outside is just barely browned, but the inside is still medium rare to rare. This reduces the formation of toxins caused by charring meat, while still giving your meat that wonderful grilled flavor and texture. Slow cooking. Slow cooking is an easy and time-efficient way to prepare meals, but it does have a few downsides. Long, slow cooking breaks down collagen, making for soft, delicious meat dishes. However, it can also produce glutamate and overcook meat. Keep it tightly covered and use lots of antioxidant spices like turmeric and rosemary, and consider adding some ascorbic acid, vitamin C powder, if you're planning to simmer something for several hours. Broiled. Broiling uses high heat from all sides to brown meat, which denatures the proteins more than the bulletproof cooking methods. Broiling also oxidizes fats and causes glutamate to form outside the meat while destroying more nutrients in your food than other cooking methods. It's okay to make a broiled dish every now and then, but it shouldn't be your default cooking method. Kryptonite cooking methods. Barbecued. While barbecuing meat over an open flame or grill makes it taste great, it also causes a few serious problems. When the fats hit the coals, they form cancer and inflammation-causing HCAs and PAHs. Most barbecue sauces have sugar and MSG, too. In most cases, you can get a similar taste and texture from low-temperature grilling, which produces fewer performance-robbing toxins, and by making your own bulletproof barbecue sauce. Burnt, blackened, or charred. Burning, blackening, or charring meat oxidizes the fat molecules, making them inflammatory. Oxidized fats also disrupt hormonal signaling, which can make you less sensitive to insulin, and thus, fatter. These methods also denature proteins, which makes them irritating to your immune system and harder to digest. They also produce mutagenic and carcinogenic substances. Finally, these cooking methods produce glutamate, a neurotransmitter that in large amounts overexcites brain cells to death. All of these things decrease your mental and physical performance and may even make you age faster. Never eat blackened meat. Deep fried. Deep frying is one of the worst ways to cook your food, as it bathes your food in oxidized fats, denatured proteins, and glycated sugars. The high temperatures used during deep frying produce a number of toxic compounds that may increase your risk of cancer. Microwaved. Microwaved food is fully denatured, and one, albeit controversial, study showed that microwaves cause changes in HDL, LDL, and white blood cells. Microwave ovens also tend to create high amounts of electromagnetic fields in your kitchen. I don't recommend using them. Thank you for utterly changing my life. I have had chronic anxiety and depression for most of my life. Quite frankly, you are the reason I was able to turn that around. Scores of doctors could not accomplish what you have done for free. John. Chapter 13. Lose a pound a day without being hungry. The 2-week bulletproof protocol. Over the course of developing the bulletproof diet, I switched from one diet to another several times. I found that each time, it took about 2 weeks to settle into a new diet and get used to the difference you can feel in your body as it adjusts to receiving very different foods. Over the next 2 weeks, your brain and body are going to become bulletproof. As you remove anti-nutrients from your diet and begin eating the most nutritious, satisfying foods that exist, your brain will feel noticeably sharper and your energy will skyrocket. While you're enjoying plenty of delicious, healthy fats, proteins, and vegetables, you'll lose up to a pound a day without the sense of deprivation and cravings you probably expect from any diet. Your skin will glow, your hair will strengthen, and you'll wake up with a new spring in your step, more ready than ever to take on the day and whatever it holds. Some people have told me that losing weight so effortlessly while eating foods like steak and butter that they previously thought of as sinful felt wrong. One well-known publishing executive went off the bulletproof diet after 6 months because he got tired of never feeling hungry. but the combination of better focus and easy weight loss on the Bulletproof diet is what makes it so right. This is how you were meant to eat, and now you can take control of your body and enjoy reaping the results of controlling your own biology. The first step to following the Bulletproof diet is to get rid of all the kryptonite foods in your house. Take an hour to go through your fridge and your pantry and throw all the garbage like chips, cookies, packaged foods, sodas, margarines, artificial sweeteners, breads, and crackers where they belong. In the trash. These foods are not good for you, and you don't need to have them sitting around the house sapping your willpower. Keeping this stuff around will only make it easier for your Labrador brain to hijack your human brain and cause you to have just one bite. And while eating one or two cookies or pretzels may not seem like a big deal, one or two will lead to food cravings later that cause you to eat the whole bag. Do you remember the old Lay's potato chip ad campaign that said, "Bet you can't eat just one"? Well, they were right. That ad was actually completely truthful. You can't eat just one because those foods are designed to be addictive. Cleaning out your cupboards will keep you from having to use up your willpower saying no to the kryptonite lurking behind every corner, and it will give you a fresh start to becoming bulletproof. We're going to turn off those food cravings by eliminating toxins and increasing fat, but removing temptation will make the first few days a lot easier. Once your house is free of the kryptonite foods that will make you weak and fat and limit your performance, it's time to restock your kitchen, but this time with delicious, satisfying, bulletproof foods. Use the Bulletproof Diet Roadmap as a guide, focusing on bulletproof foods and avoiding the suspect and kryptonite ingredients that call to you from the center aisles. You can also download a free shopping guide at the Bulletproof Executive website. Suffice it to say, your shopping cart should be full of vegetables, along with plenty of healthy fats and proteins. Then add a few bulletproof starches and fruits, and your choice of flavorings. If your shopping cart isn't mostly green, you haven't bought enough veggies. Go back and get some more. Many people don't consider shopping for food online, but I think this is a great way to research different brands and exact ingredients before making a purchase. Local farmers markets or community-supported agriculture shares are the best sources of local, organic, sustainable vegetables, and they often have great options for animal products, too. If you don't have these options near you, try a combination of online shopping and the best items you can find at your local grocery store. Just make sure to fill up your kitchen with as many bulletproof foods as you can to avoid being tempted by quick fixes and fast food. Tracking your kryptonite. Food sensitivities are the result of either an immune system reaction to certain foods or the body's lack of proper enzymes to digest them. When the body reacts to a food, it sends out inflammatory proteins and cortisol, which create low-level chronic inflammation. This type of chronic inflammation may impair digestion and cause sore joints, headaches, food cravings, and brain fog. Inflammation also triggers weight gain because it affects a specific part of the brain, the hypothalamus, causing it to become insulin and leptin resistant. Decreasing inflammation is critical in any effective fat loss protocol, including the Bulletproof diet. Unfortunately, most people with low-level chronic inflammation do not connect the symptoms with the foods that are causing them. Because of your individual biochemistry, you respond to every food you eat differently than the mythical average person. Some foods, like gluten and margarine, are kryptonite for everyone, but even those have a bigger impact on some people than others. Suspect foods will either work for you or they won't, in which case they're kryptonite for you. The red bell pepper, for example, is a suspect food that makes some people feel great, but triggers arthritic pain in others. When a specific food is kryptonite for you, but not for others, it means you have a food sensitivity or allergy to that particular food. The fastest way to get a pretty complete list of your food sensitivities is to drop about $350 by going to your doctor and asking for an IgG/IgE blood panel Testing for food allergies. You'll get a report listing the foods that you're sensitive to. Your list of personal kryptonite. The only limitation is that there are some immunity-based food sensitivities that cause white blood cell proliferation even when there are no antibodies to a food, and allergy blood tests will not detect those sensitivities. Still, if you can afford the test, this data is priceless. However, you can also get your own complete list of kryptonite foods by using a mobile app that I've released for free in hopes that if more people learn to avoid the kryptonite foods that put their Labrador brains in charge, we'll all be a little happier and nicer. To date, the free app has helped more than 50,000 people. So let it help you, too. The Bulletproof Food Detective app offers a food sensitivity test using methodology based on the research of Arthur F. Coca, M.D., that showed your heart rate goes up by at least 16 beats per minute in a predictable pattern after you eat foods to which you're sensitive. You may not experience any symptoms right away, but your body reacts by elevating your heart rate for up to 1.5 hours. This is why the easy-to-use Food Detective app is so handy. The iPhone version of the Food Detective app uses the camera sensor to take quick and easy heart rate measurements at specific times of the day, while the Android app prompts you to enter your heart rate at the same times. You can use an affordable, about $50, Polar heart rate monitor strap or Vital Connect stick-on heart monitor with the app too, or just use the camera sensor as a convenient way to adopt the food sensitivity test into your day. Using the camera sensor merely requires holding the tip of your finger over the iPhone camera lens and flash. No needles and no blood. You'll use the app to measure your pulse first thing in the morning to get a resting heart rate as a base. Then, before eating a meal, you'll record what's on your plate and perform a quick pulse test again. The app will then prompt you to measure your heart rate once every 30 minutes for 1.5 hours after the meal. Once testing is complete, the app determines if the meal triggered a food sensitivity, indicated by a red X. If you didn't eat anything you were sensitive to, you'll see a green check mark instead. 15 years ago, the only way to identify food sensitivities was to go on an arduous 6-month-long elimination diet, so hardly anyone did it. Most people also didn't realize back then that they could be mostly healthy and still have food sensitivities that caused seemingly random symptoms, food cravings, and weight gain. Fast forward to now, and you're already equipped with the technology on your phone to make biohacking happen. The Food Detective app makes the process of finding your personal kryptonite really simple, and it's free. If you don't have a smartphone or prefer to do this the old-fashioned way, you can try measuring your own heart rate and recording it to see if you can find a pattern after eating different foods. A great time to start using the Food Detective app is during the 2-week protocol, because at each meal, you'll be eating clean foods with a low risk of causing a reaction. If you started tracking your heart rate before and after meals while consuming a standard Western diet, you'd have no idea which ingredients you were having a reaction to, because the meal would likely include many different kryptonite and suspect foods. By following the 2-week plan and eating only bulletproof foods, you'll be able to quickly see if any bulletproof foods are in fact kryptonite for you. If you do have a reaction to one of the foods while on the bulletproof diet, try replacing that ingredient with something with the same macronutrients. For example, if your heart rate goes up every time you eat eggs, which are high in protein and healthy fats, replace eggs with smoked salmon and avocado and see if there's a difference. Once you're in maintenance mode, you'll continue using the Food Detective app to track your reaction to all of the foods on the Bulletproof Diet roadmap, including suspect foods. This is important because a raised heart rate means a food turned on your fight-or-flight response. Your body is now in panic mode instead of the high-functioning, fat-burning, thinking mode you should be in the entire time you're on the Bulletproof Diet. Getting the most from your 2 meals a day. Because you'll be doing bulletproof intermittent fasting while on the 2-week protocol, your breakfast each day will be delicious, satisfying, bulletproof coffee. This will turn off hunger and cravings, give you a huge boost of energy in the morning, and fuel your brain and your body. If you make it with the brain octane C8-MCT that is 18 times more concentrated than plain coconut oil, it can help you enter ketosis faster and burn fat while working with increased focus and attention right through until lunch. If you're a woman over 40 or need to lose a lot of weight, and or you're not satisfied by bulletproof coffee alone, it's a good idea to add 25 to 30 grams of protein. I recommend drinking bulletproof coffee with added grass-fed collagen protein. When you use the brain octane oil, it's possible to have ketones present to fuel your brain, while the protein will help stabilize your leptin levels to ensure long-term success. If you use plain coconut oil, it's tasty, but it's not all the way bulletproof, as you'll have fewer ketones and may feel less energy. But you should still feel no hunger. For the rest of the day, you'll focus on eating two meals with massive amounts of vegetables, lots of healthy fats, moderate amounts of protein, and, during and after dinner, small amounts of starch. Remember that to get the best results with bulletproof intermittent fasting, you should consume both meals within about a 6-hour window. This means that if your dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m., you shouldn't eat lunch the next day until 1 o'clock p.m. If you normally eat dinner later, your lunches should be later too. You don't have to do this exactly right to reap the benefits, but the more often you limit your feeding window to 6 hours or less, the more you'll benefit. You'll get a better reduction in inflammation and an even bigger boost in energy and brain power. But don't skip a meal just because you missed the window. Once a week, on days 6 and 13, you'll get to try out bulletproof protein fasting. To get a thorough scrub down of your cells that will help you feel, look, and think like a much younger person, it's important to stick to the program on these days and limit your protein intake by eating the recommended meals. This is also your opportunity to refeed on carbohydrates, and I've focused the meal plan for those days to include the most beneficial bulletproof, high-carb, low-protein meals. You may be accustomed to using snacks to temporarily satisfy your hunger because you're eating less satiating foods at mealtime, but this backfires by stimulating your appetite. Eating two or three large meals instead of grazing throughout the day minimizes the release of hunger hormones and keeps you satiated instead of prolonging your hunger when you nibble on small bites. This is one of the ways the bulletproof diet hacks hunger, and as a result, snacks are no longer temptations on the bulletproof diet. You simply won't care about them because your Labrador brain will know it isn't starving. If you follow the meal plan closely, you shouldn't need snacks because you'll be resilient enough to go more than 5 hours between meals without losing energy. I now see a snack craving as a sign that I'm doing something wrong. One of the most important things I've learned as a biohacker is that hunger is almost completely controllable. On the bulletproof diet, you won't feel the same type of desperate hunger that you did before. You'll sense when it's time for a meal and feel like you can eat, but you won't be nearly as ravenous. If you do find yourself wanting a snack between meals while following the 2-week plan, it's probably because you're used to taking a break to eat and not because of actual physical hunger. If this happens, try taking a break from work. Do some deep breathing or take a 10-minute walk. If that doesn't do the trick, it's okay to eat something, but make sure it's a high-fat snack that will satisfy you rather than a typical high-carb snack food. It might also be because your previous meal wasn't large enough. That's okay. Here are a few ideas for bulletproof snacks. More bulletproof coffee, as long as it's before 2 o'clock p.m. 1 tablespoon of butter mixed with chocolate powder. Bulletproof guacamole with celery and or cucumber slices. Very dark, 90% cocoa, high quality chocolate from Europe. Almond butter, if it agrees with you, on celery sticks. Equal parts almond butter, if it agrees with you, and grass-fed butter mixed with cocoa powder for a chocolatey flavor. Spread it on veggies or just eat it by the spoonful. Almond butter with cocoa powder alone tastes amazing, but it doesn't have enough saturated fat. Adding butter solves this problem beautifully. You can even add grass-fed butter to almond butter when eating it with celery sticks to add a healthy fat and nutrient boost. 2-week protocol. For your first 2 weeks on the Bulletproof Diet, I've taken all of the guesswork out of what you should eat each day. This will make it easy for you to make these important changes to your diet while focusing on how amazing you feel and the incredible differences in how you look. Simply choose a meal from the list of options and see the recipe appendix for detailed instructions. Keep in mind that I'm intentionally leaving out specific portion sizes. Your portion size should be based on what your body wants, and it will self-regulate depending how you slept, the weather, what you did that day, and your metabolism. Eat until you're full. It's time to trust your body to regulate its own energy. Over the next 2 weeks, you should enjoy your first taste of high performance and power. You'll feel a huge difference as your body sheds toxins along with weight, and you should lose up to a pound a day by eating from the following food plan. Each day, you'll pick one item from each of the lunch, dinner, and dessert lists below. Yes, you get to eat dessert every day if you want to, although these are not desserts you'll find at the store. There are enough options here so that you'll have plenty of variety and never feel deprived. Some of these meals are extremely easy and fast to prepare, such as the smoked salmon and avocado not sushi and smoked salmon butter bites, while others take more time and effort. Take a close look at the recipes in the appendix before selecting your meals for the first 2 weeks, so you know what you'll need to prepare. Day 6 and day 13 of your first 2 weeks will be your protein fast days. On these days, simply choose from the list of bulletproof protein fast meals instead of the regular meal list. Yes, this will take a little effort and planning, but the amazing anti-inflammatory and energy-boosting results will be well worth it. Bulletproof Meal Plan. Here are the delicious meals you'll be enjoying for the next 2 weeks. Each day, simply choose one meal from each category to begin feeling, looking, and performing better than ever. Bulletproof Breakfast. Choose one to be eaten as soon as you get up or whenever you are accustomed to eating breakfast. Bulletproof Coffee. Note, if you are a woman over 40 or are significantly overweight, try adding grass-fed collagen to your Bulletproof coffee, or even eating a little protein after your coffee. No Coffee Vanilla Latte, for those who don't like or can't drink coffee. Green tea blended with butter and MCT oil. This is not as powerful as Bulletproof coffee, however. Bulletproof Lunches. Choose one to be eaten 15 to 18 hours after last night's dinner. Smoked Salmon and Avocado Not Sushi. Smoked Salmon Butter Bites. Bulletproof Poached Eggs with Sautéed Greens. Bulletproof Taco Salad. Bulletproof Meatballs. Bulletproof One-Pot Soup. Bulletproof Un-Omelette. Upgraded Kale Shake. Bulletproof Benedict. Bulletproof Dinners. Choose one to be eaten 5 to 6 hours after lunch. Bulletproof Hash. Roasted pork belly with vegetables. Bulletproof Roast with Brussels sprouts. Bulletproof Stew. Roasted lamb rack with vegetables. Bulletproof Pulled Something, with a vegetable side dish from the list below. Ground beef wrapped in bacon with a vegetable side dish from the list that follows. Bulletproof Baked Fish, with a vegetable side dish from the list below. Bulletproof Vegetable Side Dishes. Sautéed Greens. Cauliflower Bacon Mash. Cheesy Butternut Squash. Creamed Vegetables. Lime Cilantro Cauliflower, Not Rice. Baked Broccoli with Turmeric and Ginger. Bulletproof Desserts. Choose one to be eaten right after dinner. Shockingly Rich Chocolate Truffle Pudding. Almond Truffle Cups. Coconut Blueberry Ultimately Creamy Panna Cotta. Creamy Coconut Get Some Ice Cream. Bulletproof Cupcakes. Bulletproof Protein Fast Meal Plan. On day 6 and day 13, the following meals will help your body detox even more efficiently while giving you an extra boost of energy. Bulletproof Protein Fast Breakfast. Choose one to have as soon as you get up or whenever you are accustomed to eating breakfast. Bulletproof Coffee, without any added protein. No Coffee Vanilla Latte, for those who don't like or can't drink coffee. Green tea blended with butter and MCT oil. This is not as powerful as Bulletproof Coffee, however. Bulletproof Protein Fast Lunches. Choose one to be eaten 15 to 18 hours after last night's dinner. Upgraded Kale Shake. Upgraded Guacamole with cucumber and or celery slices. Bulletproof Sweet Potato Ginger Soup. Upgraded Iceberg Salad with baked carrot fries. Bulletproof Protein Fast Dinners. Choose one to be eaten 5 to 6 hours after lunch. Upgraded Iceberg Salad with herbed lemon rice. Bulletproof Bean-Free Dal and Rice. Bulletproof Carrot Fennel Soup with Rice. Baked Sweet Potatoes with Upgraded Guacamole. Bulletproof Protein Fast Desserts. Choose one to be eaten soon after dinner. Coconut Blueberry Ultimately Creamy Panna Cotta. Bulletproof Berry Bowl. Troubleshooting the Bulletproof Diet. If you follow the meal plan closely, you should feel fantastic for the next 2 weeks. But if the going gets tough, there are two likely culprits. If you've been on a low-fat, low-calorie, or vegan diet, your Labrador brain knows your body is so starved for precious, healthy fats that it will tell you to overeat them. The problem is that it takes your body anywhere from a week to a month to fully turn on its fat digestion systems if they've been lying fallow. When you eat too much fat before your body is ready to use it, the result is what Bulletproof fans call disaster pants. Not exactly the performance boost you were looking for. MCT oil has the strongest influence on disaster pants. It's powerful stuff. Go slow when adding MCT oil to your coffee. The shortest chain C8 MCT causes less disaster pants and provides more brain energy. Start with as little as 1 teaspoon of MCT and increase from there. More is not always better. Whether or not you experience disaster pants, you'll get the best results when you teach your body to use fat as fuel. You do this by taking digestive enzymes that contain fat-digesting lipase and betaine HCL, which help your body have enough stomach acid to use fat and protein. Most adults are somewhat deficient in stomach acid. For most people, taking these supplements before or during, but not after, a meal solves the fat digestion problem. It may take a few weeks, but your body will get used to using fat for fuel, so you won't need them forever. They do provide ongoing benefits, so you may choose to keep using them. Some people don't need them at all. Another possible issue is acid reflux, which is the result of the valve at the top of your stomach closing improperly because it didn't get the right signal. Keep in mind that the signal for this valve to close is stomach acid. Many people think stomach acid causes indigestion, but the opposite is actually true. It's weak stomach acid that leaves the valve open, leading to indigestion. This is something integrative medical practitioners have known for years. I once had severe heartburn that a doctor treated with a proton pump inhibitor that may have contributed to food allergies I later developed. Sure enough, the heartburn went away when I took betaine HCL. It turns out that this supplement that solves the fat digestion problem by increasing stomach acid can fix acid reflux too. If you try this and the pain gets worse, no big deal. Taking a tiny amount of baking soda to neutralize the acid is okay too. It's not a good idea to always rely on baking soda because you need stomach acid to digest properly, but it will help in a pinch so you can experience all the benefits of the Bulletproof diet. As a professional athlete and a healthcare professional, I have implemented the Bulletproof lifestyle and felt the physical, psychological, and spiritual effects almost immediately. I am so passionate about the benefits of the Bulletproof lifestyle that I feel obliged to tell my fellow athletes, colleagues, friends, and family about it, so they too